What would your life look like if fear was not an option? Find out in the new series, Them, The Scare. It's an all-new installment of the horror anthology now streaming only on Prime Video. The series takes place in Los Angeles in the early 90s, with the city on the edge of complete chaos. Deborah Iorinde returns this season as LAPD homicide detective Don Reeve, who's been assigned to solve a new case that has left even the most hardened detectives shaken, to find the Southside Slayer. As she gives everything to uncover the truth, something horrific and supernatural begins to haunt her and her family. Them, The Scare features the legendary Pam Grier, Luke James, Wayne Knight, plus many more, and is sure to keep you guessing at every turn. Horror fans, get ready for your new obsession. This is something you do not want to miss. And remember, fear is not an option. Watch Them, The Scare on Prime Video, now streaming.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
No.
This is Creepy, a podcast dedicated to sharing the most famous, chilling, and disturbing creepypastas and urban legends in the world. Whether these stories truly happened or are simply fabrications is for you to decide. These stories may contain graphic depictions of violence and explicit language. Listener discretion is advised.
Creepy presents The Holders series, number 63, The Holder of Damnation. In any city, in any country, go to any mental institution or halfway house you can get yourself to. When you reach the front desk, ask with no hesitation to visit someone who calls themselves the Holder of Damnation. The clerk will frightfully deny any knowledge of such a thing, but will covertly slip you a toothless key with an upside-down exclamation point engraved upon it, and point you down a certain hallway. At the end of this hallway is a perfectly nondescript door, but for the doorknob, it is made of a stone that is blacker than the deadest night, and should you touch it, you will feel as if your very soul is being drained away. Upon entering the door, you will be in a brightly lit hallway. The walls are lined with drawings, drawn in the style of a child, depicting the dreams of such a child. Do not look at these pictures, for their pleasant appearance is merely a facade, hiding their true nature. Should you gaze upon them, they will surely be the last thing you will ever see, for your eyes will be the first to go. The ceiling of this hallway drips blood. If you were to look up, and believe me, this is something you do not want to do, you would see the disemboweled corpses of hundreds, nay, thousands of children, impaled to the ceiling on their own bones. Should you reach the end of the hallway, you will find a massive iron door. At eye level, there will be a small sliding plate. Take the key that was given to you earlier and hold the toothless part in your hand, with the inverted exclamation point uncovered and pointing directly at the plate. Close your eyes and give one sharp knock on the plate. You will hear it slide back. Resist any temptation to look, for it will be the end of you. Wait 10 seconds. Count them off carefully. If the key does not change, run. Run as fast as you can and only stop when your legs can go no farther. If you feel the key change, however, wait until you hear the plate slide back into place and open your eyes. In its place will be a massive padlock. Unlock it with your newly changed key and quickly enter the room, closing the door behind you. The holder of damnation despises the light. You will be in a dark room. There is no light whatsoever, but you will hear labored breathing from the farthest corner. Do not move closer, and do not speak. The only words that will not result in your death are, "Who is the first to bring them together?" Should you ask, you will hear a voice, neither male nor female, speaking in your mind. Soon it will give up on speech, and the images it creates in your mind will be horrifying. Do not scream, whatever you do, for it will see this as a sign of weakness and end your existence in such a way that only the criminally insane could understand. If you weather its tail, you will notice that specks of light have appeared all throughout the room. A hiss will fill the room and rise to the most horrific scream you will ever hear as each point of light explodes, lighting up the room. When the light dims, you will see the charred remains of the holder in the corner. Do not move in for a closer look. Dead snakes can still bite. At your feet, you'll find a small velvet bag. It contains a flawless crystal star. That star is object 63 of 538. If it is allowed to shine, its light will drive all that see it mad. Number 64. Holder of Nature. In any city, in any country, go to any mental institution or halfway house you can get to. When you reach the front desk, cover your ears and ask the worker to see the one who calls himself the Holder of Nature. If you don't cover your ears, pray to any and every god you know for relief of what comes next. The worker will stand and begin yelling in an unknown language, in a voice more filled with evil than Satan or any of the demons in his legion. To hear this voice clearly will corrupt your mind instantly, leaving you to suffer a pain far greater than the fires of hell for the rest of your life. Even with your ears covered, your head will feel as if it were in flames whilst the worker speaks his evil tongues. When he is finished, wait 10 seconds before uncovering your ears, for evil still lingers in the air. After 10 seconds, uncover your ears and put your hand to your forehead, saying, "In the beginning." As you finish saying this, the worker will open his mouth and a portal will appear. Should you step through this portal fearfully, he will close it when you are only halfway through, trapping your soul in the dark abyss that connects the dimensions for all eternity. If you make it through safely, though, you will find yourself in a garden more beautiful and lush than any forest or jungle known to man, demon, and angel. The garden seems to stretch on into infinity, and in front of you, you will see a path. Follow it, but do not stray. For if you do, the beasts of the garden will attack and begin to slowly tear the layers of your body off over what seems to be an eternity. And you'll be conscious for all of it. After what may seem anywhere from 5 minutes to 5 months of walking, you will come upon a quaint home. Knock on the front door, and if you should hear a voice saying,
"You are not welcome here, stranger,"
there is no hope for you. No praying will save you here. Your death will be horrible. If you hear a voice saying,
Please, come in.
You may open the door and go in. He has welcomed you. Inside, you will see an old man in a rocking chair reading by the fire. He will only respond to one question.
What started it all?
The man will begin to change his shape right in front of you. The wrinkles on his face and arms will begin to fade, and his muscles will begin to take shape, as if he were getting much younger. He will stand and ask you to come to him. Don't. As much as he may tempt you to, do not. Stare directly into his eyes and without breaking eye contact, inquire once more.
What started it all?
Once you say this again, the fire will jump from the fireplace and surround the man. He will begin to speak in a voice as loud as the roaring sea, yet as soft as a gentle breeze. He will explain the beginning of life, the objects, and all of the universe. When he is finished, the fire will reside, and the man will be gone. In his place will be a marble on the floor. This marble is as red as fire, yet as blue as the sea. As clear as the wind, but as black as the earth. Do not try to comprehend this marble, for it will twist your mind into madness. Pick up the marble and leave through the door you came through, and you will be back in the main lobby of the institution. The marble is Object 64 of 538. You control the elements now. What would your life look like if fear was not an option? Find out in the new series, Them, The Scare. It's an all-new installment of the horror anthology now streaming only on Prime Video. The series takes place in Los Angeles in the early 90s, with the city on the edge of complete chaos. Deborah Iorinde returns this season as LAPD homicide detective Dawn Reeve, who's been assigned to solve a new case that has left even the most hardened detectives shaken, to find the Southside Slayer. As she gives everything to uncover the truth, something horrific and supernatural begins to haunt her and her family. Them, The Scare features the legendary Pam Grier, Luke James, Wayne Knight, plus many more, and is sure to keep you guessing at every turn. Horror fans, get ready for your new obsession. This is something you do not want to miss. And remember, fear is not an option. Watch Them, The Scare on Prime Video, now streaming. Number 65, The Holder of Agony. In any city, in any country, go to any mental institution or halfway house you can get yourself to. When you reach the front desk, ask to visit something which calls itself the Holder of Agony. The eyes of the person behind the counter will widen in surprise, as if they didn't understand why they recognize the name. They'll sputter for a moment, but their facial expression will soon change to a drawn, furrowed, pensive scowl. They will shudder, turn away, and refuse. You must ask again, and continue asking in a calm, soft voice, even if they weep or scream. Eventually, the life will leave their eyes and they will lead you, with a shuffling gait, to a room with no apparent number just down the hall. The worker will open the door for you. As you walk past, enter the dark room, they will land a sharp kick on the small of your back, hurtling you into the room. Whatever you do, do not stop or turn around while passing the worker. Please, just trust me on that. The room will smell simultaneously of alcohol, sanitary wipes, and the metallic tang of blood. You won't be able to see much until the same door you entered through opens. and the gray light from without illuminates a lanky, cloaked figure entering the room. When the door shuts, it will be darker than before. Immediately, you will feel the cloaked figure press itself against your body. Its bony limbs will jab your ribs and stomach as it says, "I know you." Its voice will reverberate through your entire body, and you will feel every type of discomfort, like you're being watched, being molested, like your foot fell asleep, like you're dizzy, nauseous, impatient. Stand perfectly still. Make no sound, except to ask,
"Why are they in pain?"
It will reply in its gut-wrenching hiss,
"I will hold you here for all time, and every night I will mutilate you, rape you, and murder you."
You will have no time to brace yourself or think, and especially no time to move, before you feel a wicked, jagged blade thrust into your abdomen and come out the other side. You will feel its rough surface grating against your organs. Do not move. Do not speak. Do not scream. The voice will continue,
"I will murder everything you love and make them see your face as their killer. I will ruin everything you find beautiful. I will twist your mind until you are as grotesque and perverted as the rest of us."
It will not stop, even as fiery, acidic pain lances through your nerves from the blade in your gut. The pain will stop your breath and perhaps your heart, but you must remain perfectly still. More of the blades will pierce your body, in soft places, in impossible places, and the voice will continue hissing its deadly vows, its baroque tortures that become so creatively inhuman and meticulously soulless that you will be in danger of losing your mind. Stillness is your only defense. If you move, the blades, growing in number from 1 to 5 to 30 to 100 or 1,000, if only you had a chance of counting, will tear away in every direction, forcing every chunk of your flesh and nerves to stay conscious and aware as they are rent apart again and again forever. Stay still. Even as your entire body is racked with agony that couldn't possibly exist, you would be wishing for a reprieve of snake bites on your eyes and razor blades in your nerves. You must listen to the voice carefully, for eventually it will say one of two things. If it says,
"This glory is reserved for those who have proven themselves,"
then I can offer only my condolences. Your eternal suffering will be so insanely horrible that anyone on earth who has seen your face or heard your name will have nightmares of your agony, even after they've passed on to the afterlife in heaven or hell. Your soul will be a wasted husk if it says,
"Your whole experience of forever is untouched by this agony."
You must reply quickly and confidently,
"The agony fills us all until they have stopped hurting."
For every second it takes to muster your reply through the haze of unbelievable pain, you will suffer from another unique and unerring agony for the rest of your life. If you cannot speak, you will never know another moment without torture, and each day you will consider the prior day's pain to be the tickle of a feather. If you reply correctly, everything will stop, the pain, the hissing, and you will feel the figure, once pressed against you, crumbling into nothingness. Lift the cloak and you will find a leather pouch. Open it only if you want to know what it would be like for the world to be torn asunder by a plague that even hell wouldn't condone. This tortured dust is Object 65 of 538. Number 66. The Holder of Greed. In any city, in any country, go to any mental institution or halfway house you can get yourself to. When you reach the front desk, ask to visit someone who calls himself the Holder of Greed. If a look of ravenous hunger comes over them, run from the institution. For if you do not, you will be eaten alive in the most painful way possible. However, if a look of tired want comes over them, they will take you to a cell in a corridor that wasn't there before. The walls will be made of fine gold and silver, but do not touch it, lest they devour your soul. As you walk, if at any time you hear the sound of coins jingling, stop and yell quickly,
"All that glistens is not gold."
If it continues, you are damned for all eternity, and there is no point in running. However, if it stops, continue. Eventually you will come to a gilded door. The worker will open it and close their eyes as you enter. As you enter, the door will close behind you. Inside is an exquisite palace, crafted of ivory and gold, and wonders that no mortal man has ever built or conceived. Do not dwell too long, as if you do, the world will open under you, and you will be eternally trapped in a world of filth and squalor. If you continue, the palace around you will slowly and increasingly drip blood, until a torrent of blood rains down on you. Continue and never look back, and do not stop. Eventually, the blood will stop, and you will be in a room filled with gold, bricks, and treasure. Sitting on a throne of platinum will be a corpse, which will respond to only one question.
What do they lust for?
It will stand up and begin telling of every want, every desire, every theft. If you manage to keep your sanity, the corpse will motion towards the treasure when it finishes with its story. However, do not take any of the gold or treasure. Instead, look for a small copper coin, inscribed with an unknown language. The second you touch it, you will be back in the institution as if nothing had happened, with the coin in your hand. That coin is Object 66 of 538.
For more information on this podcast, including how to submit your own story for consideration, please visit creepypod.com. You can also follow us at CreepyPod on social media and YouTube. All stories told on this podcast are done so through Creative Commons Sharealike licensing or with written consent from the authors. No portion of this podcast may be rebroadcast or otherwise distributed without the express written consent of the Creepy Podcast production team and the story's author.
What would your life look like if fear was not an option? Find out in the new series, Them, The Scare. It's an all-new installment of the horror anthology now streaming only on Prime Video. The series takes place in Los Angeles in the early 90s, with the city on the edge of complete chaos. Deborah Iorinde returns this season as LAPD homicide detective Don Reeve, who's been assigned to solve a new case that has left even the most hardened detectives shaken, to find the Southside Slayer. As she gives everything to uncover the truth, something horrific and supernatural begins to haunt her and her family. Them, the scare features the legendary Pam Grier, Luke James, Wayne Knight, plus many more, and is sure to keep you guessing at every turn. Horror fans, get ready for your new obsession. This is something you do not want to miss. And remember, fear is not an option. Watch Them, the Scare on Prime Video, now streaming.